This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Residents of Beirut woke up this morning to the sound of warplanes. Israel was conducting its largest air assault against Lebanon in decades. This is the latest development in an escalating fight between Israel and Palestinian militant groups. Fighting is underway in several locations, and in this part of the program, we'll report from Gaza and from the Israel-Lebanon border. We begin in Beirut, where one Israeli target was the international airport. BBC correspondent Ian Pennell was there.
We know that the runway has been damaged, as you would expect. The media are not particularly welcome onto the area at the moment. Indeed, the troops who patrol the perimeter are on pretty high alert, and the area is pretty eerily calm. We were woken up by the sound of some deep bass booms resonating across the capital this morning. Of course, for many people who live in Beirut, an echo in some senses of the past, of the days of civil war and occupation. What we understand from local residents is that two Israeli jets appeared overhead about 6 o'clock local time and dropped four bombs, we believe, on the main runway. And the authorities have certainly closed down the airport, unable to operate it. And of course, this is a very busy time of year. Many tourists, in particular Arab tourists, come to Beirut to escape the heat of the Gulf and elsewhere. And one of course, just a series of attacks across the country.
That's BBC reporter Ian Pennell in Lebanon, where dozens of civilians have been killed in Israeli air raids over the past 2 days.